episode Double D, as in dog, dog.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were embarked on a quest to find the Holy Whale. Lousy fun, but the stuff of true adventure. So far, their journey has taken them past the outer time warp, over the star that goes beep around the edge of good taste, through the planet of the Bumpkins, and under the underground galaxy. Now they were exploring an uncharted part of the universe known to men as Orange County, or in the language of the Squanchmen, Lanamana Budabana.
Uh-oh, Space Commander Wack, I think we're in trouble. What does the sextant say?
Oh, I don't know. Last time I saw him, the sextant, that is, he said he was looking forward to his vacation, going snipe hunting on Jupiter or something. I hope his robes don't get in his way, but that was a month ago, and things...
Never mind, Space Commander Wack. We're going to crash.
Oh, good idea. I'm very sleepy. Put on a
No, I mean we're going to...
Another lousy pun, but just then, the microscopic people of the graphite planet Rhomboid Z introduced a note of levity into Space Commander Wack's dull and dreary life.
Something's tickling me, Stupid Larry.
Hey, we didn't crash. I thought we were going to crash. I was wrong. I've never been wrong before.
Me too. I've never been wrong before either, Stupid Larry.
Boy, some magnetic field or something must have messed up the instruments. This uncharted part of the universe gives me the creeps, Space Commander Wack.
Make it stop, Stupid Larry.
Space Commander Wack, quit jumping around. We have to closely scrutinize every cubic inch of this galaxy if we're going to have any hope at all of ever finding what's going on. Going in for a closer look, huh? Boy, what a brave man, Space Commander Wack.
Tune in again next time for more exciting, tense, drama-filled space adventures!
Cut it out, I mean.
Try again. Tune in again next time for more nail-biting, knuckle-whitening.
Go away, microscopic people, and stop.
Next time, more Wack!
Pay no attention to the net, Space Commander Wack. These men are here to help. I'll have to pelt you with your mother's cookies again.
Medication.
Episode Double E.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were tumbling through hyperspace, their Mu-Mason Vibratron drive surging out of control, the elemental forces in the power core reaching critical mass, the flavored crystal fuel elements approaching temperatures that will destroy matter as we know it. Space Commander Wack's spaceship was accelerating at relativistic speeds, threatening to leave the universe and enter another dimension. Are they here yet? Well, check the parking lot. I don't know. I'll stall. Ad labor, so don't worry. Last time, you remember, screaming vegetable people had burst into Space Commander Wack's fortress of semi-solitude, breaking all the priceless Captain Nemo milk bugs and... Not yet! Check the steno pool to see if Wack is rifling the vending machines again. Well, I don't know. I'll just fake it until you find them. Oh, don't worry. Last time, you remember, insane computerized refrigerators from the Double D Nebula were making prank phone calls to dead Martian dogs all over the galaxy when suddenly...
No, please, don't press charges. I wasn't really breaking into the vending machines. I was on a daring Space Army investigation. Yes, that's it. Oh, gee, how did those quarters get into my space beanie? I don't know.
Gee, Space Commander Wack, what now?
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. We'll just say, carry on, announcer.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were being sucked into a black hole, a massive gravity well that destroys all matter and greatly distorts time, which is typical since we now have so little left for this episode.
Ooh, Space Commander Wack, we're so late, there's not much time left for us to do this episode. sucks. I was looking forward to being crushed by a neutron star gravity field, and you know how cute dwarfs' eyes look when they glow under massive X-ray bombardment.
Yeah, it is a tough break, Subulari. But don't let that announcer lay any guilt trips on you. I mean,
sure is a pity, though.
What's that, Subulari?
It's a pity we ran out of time before we could escape the pull of the black hole. I wonder how we would have done it.
I'm sure I would have thought of something, Subulari.
Yeah.
Well, time's up. The announcer should break into this any second now.
Space Commander Wack?
Yes, Subulari?
I'm afraid the announcer has left his last booth up there.
Look, quick! He's making a run for the vending machines! Head him off with the Twinkie! Grab him, Subulari!
Got him!
Through the line!
Don't hit me with the refrigerator! Tune in again next time for more exciting space adventures with Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
Boy, is Space Commander Wack gonna get you for this? Ah, Space Commander Wack. Space Commander Wack. Look! He's headed for the vending machines!
You'll never catch me this time!
Not again.
Episode Double F.
Remember Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had rushed to the rescue of the planet Pinto on the far side of the Ford Galaxy. Now, with their spaceship, the Spaceship, in orbit around the crisis-torn world, our heroes are preparing to beam down to the surface and vanquish evil.
Is lunch almost ready, Stupid Larry?
Here you go, Space Commander Wack. Oh. All your favorites. Here's Granny Space Cookies.
Oh, nice and dense, just the way I like them. Yum.
Have some plutonium space chili.
Hot. Or melted right through the table. Boy, I love the shine it puts on my Magna boots.
And here's some hydrogen cola to wash it down.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry.
What?
That's not my Captain Middle Class mug. Oh. You know I always use my Captain Middle Class mug.
I'm sorry, Space Commander Wack. I guess I just lost my head.
Yes, just moments ago, before lunch, you remember, our heroes were preparing to beam down to the planet's surface to vanquish evil.
Well, Space Commander Wack, time to beam down to the planet's surface and vanquish evil.
Right. Well, prepare the beamer downer, Stupid Larry, whatever it is. But be careful. It hasn't worked right since Glorf bounced off it while we were playing fetch last week.
I hate it when we play fetch with Glorf.
But gee, Stupid Larry, you're getting real good at it. You find Glorf almost every time now.
Standing by, Space Commander Wack.
Standing by what, Stupid Larry?
Standing by the damaged beamer downer thing, ready to beam you down to the planet Pinto surface while you will eradicate injustice and rescue the populace.
Oh, all that so soon after lunch?
Beaming you down now, sir.
Well, shouldn't I wait half an hour anyway so I don't cramp up? I mean, right in the middle of...
Tune in next time for more exciting space adventures with Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
Saving the planet? Oh, I just beam down. Excuse me, humanoid! I am Space Commander Wack, Space Commander, here to save your world from evil.
Listen, buddy, I don't know nothing about saving planets, but I do know us beating Draconis the one, and there's one about to mangle your body.
Oh, I had a suspicion I'd cramp up. It's a little too soon up.
Episode Double G.
Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were fixing a hole where the rain gets into their spaceship when an invisible asteroid or transparent missile or incompetent steering caused them to go bump. The only damage was to the Space Buddy communicator, which was broken beyond repair. Now Space Commander Wack is trying to repair it.
Have you repaired the Space Buddy communicator yet, Stupid Larry?
I think it's broken beyond repair, Space Commander Wack.
Of course it is, Stupid Larry. That's why I'm not even trying to repair it.
Oh, well, then I might as well relax too, huh?
Keep working or I'll bounce you off the next asteroid belt, Stupid Larry.
Minutes pass into hours. Hours become days. The days run into months. The months become years. The years, centuries. The centuries pass into quids. The quids become quibbies. The quibbies pass into...
Any of that is true, Yersic. Your contract expired long ago, so just keep it simple.
A very long time goes by. Still, Stupid Larry works on the Space Buddy communicator, and Space Commander Wack loafs around.
Could you make that Space Commander Wack is meditating on the higher questions of life.
This is censorship, Wack.
You're absolutely right. And what is this?
Huh? An atomic music buffalo laser.
Right.
Like I was saying, Space Commander Wack is meditating on the higher question of life.
I need a red eight. Then I can move the seven of clubs and turn this pile over. Stupid Larry, are you done yet? No lunch till you're done with the communicator.
Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Wack.
Yes?
I got the view screen fixed, but the verbal filter tuner is still malfunctioning.
The view screen is fixed? Oh, great. Let me see. Let me look. Oh, yes. Look. Space Buddy Bob in Bowling Green. There he is. And there's Space Buddy Zizzy Q on Mushgrump 9.
Isn't she cute?
Oh, yes. Cute. A good space buddy writing down the combination of Daddy's safe. Just look at her there. Oh, no. Look at Space Buddy Tom in Topeka.
Ooh, what a bad boy he is.
Yes. Now we'll have to destroy Topeka.
Space Commander Wack, maybe that can be avoided if you talk to him. Let me work on the broken communicator a little while longer,
no,
okay?
Then let me try to communicate destroyed. Now.
I wouldn't do that, Space Commander Wack.
Space Buddy, Buddy, Buddy.
Rats, didn't work. Maybe I better try once more.
Space Commander Wack, don't try once more.
Space Buddy, Buddy, Buddy.
Still doesn't work. Oh, well, no harm in trying, I guess.
Except that you just sent out a homing signal so that every space villain in the universe knows exactly where we are.
Every space villain?
Knows exactly where we are.
Oops.
Space Commander Wack! Space Commander Wack! Where did he go?
Aha! See, Space Commander Wack, I told you he really liked you.
Announcer, you what? Would miss me after
what
all,
that?
Wouldn't you?
Take your hands off me, you space bozo!
He really respects
you,
me, stupid.
You're disgusting, Wack, and you owe me 6 weeks back pay.
I'm very touched.
You turnip head!
Tune in again next time for more daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander,
it.
My hero.
You How cosmic maggot, you!
Dinner at my place, Yurik. Really, ask your mom.
Episode Double H.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were in search of the planet of the graveyard of old jokes. Why? Well, let's face it, the show just hasn't been all that hot lately. Oh, I'm not blaming anybody. You know how these things go. Stupid Larry and Fifi have been having troubles lately.
Hey, that's not true.
And Wack has been fighting extradition for crossing state lines with those two...
Those charges were trumped up. I was framed.
And then there were the vicious rumors started by the gossip columnist about...
Will you get on with it? You're keeping the space buddies waiting.
All right, okay. They were looking for the planet of the graveyard of old jokes. Their search took them to the outer reaches of the Youngman system, to the planet of Penny Six, where they will find some of the oldest jokes in the universe.
Space Commander Wack, we have to wear special nose filters because the atmosphere here has a strange effect on people with weak minds.
What strange effect, Stupid Larry?
It makes them tell old jokes. Here, see if this works.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. I don't need these nose plugs. Give them to Glorf.
Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. With nose plugs, you miss the smells of nature. The roses, the trees, the chemical dumps. Glorf. Glorf.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh, there's someone at the hatch, Space Commander Wack.
At the hatch?
The front door.
I knew that, Stupid Larry. I'll get it. There's no one there. Was that supposed to be a joke, you guys? Not funny. What have we walked into? Walked into.
Space Commander Wack, are you all right?
Where's my drummer? I walked into an antique shop, said, what's new? They threw me out.
Oh, no. The atmosphere has affected his mind.
How can you tell?
Hey, come on. This is serious.
I know. When did the laugh start?
Drummer in the house?
I think he must have gotten a whiff of the air here, too.
Say, Stupid Larry, I saw my psychiatrist the other day.
No, you didn't, Space Commander Wack. Dr. Rust is doing 10 to 20 for that.
Well, anyway, he told me I was crazy. I told him I wanted a second opinion. He said, okay, you're wrapped in aluminum foil, too.
What am I going to do? Space Commander Wack is really sick.
Sick? I didn't even know he was dead. No, wait a minute. That's backwards.
Ooh, Space Commander Wack! Space Commander Wack! Look, the hyperatomic thermo Chippendale with massing hydro swooners is overloading. It's gonna explode. We got to take cover.
Take cover? I haven't even hired a drummer yet.
Are you all right, Space Commander Wack?
Yes, Stupid Larry. What happened?
Well, at the last second, Glorf hurled himself into the hydro swooner, sacrificing his already sacrificed self.
Noble beast. Hurled himself, eh? But how?
Well, I helped a little.
A little?
All right, I threw him in.
I'm shocked, Stupid Larry.
No wonder they call me Stupid Larry Space Commander Whack.
Who calls you Stupid Larry Space Commander Whack? Why, that's half me. They shouldn't do that.
Tune in again for more daring. Hey, say, did you hear the one about the traveling planetary DJ?
Oh, no, you don't. Grab him, Stupid Larry.
No, wait. Please, I'll be good. A more daring space adventures with Space Commander Whack. Space Commander!
That's better.
Well, don't go like that. He'll probably never play the violin again.
We still need a drummer for the...
Episode Double I.
Dog had gained magical telepathic powers but did not know it, so it did them no good whatsoever. As a result, they were captured by the evil spitball people of Gilthorpe and now faced execution before the firing squad.
I guess this is the end, Space Commander Whack.
I'll bet they're not really going to execute me. They're only going to execute you, Stupid Larry. I'll survive. Just watch.
Oh, I don't think so, Space Commander Whack. Those gamma cones are pointed fairly and squarely at all three of us.
Oh, you're right, Stupid. Well, face death bravely, trusted comrade.
I will, Space Commander Whack.
While I, on the other hand, will do anything to get out of here.
Just then, due to a strange quirk in his genetic makeup, coupled with a timely atmospheric disturbance, Space Commander Whack becomes 50 feet tall and assumes the shape of a monstrous pumpkin. Their executioners are scared out of their wits, and our heroes are saved. So, it turns out, is Space Commander Whack.
Hey, more specifically, vegetable rather than grassy.
Space Commander Whack, you're a large pumpkin.
Well, wait a minute here. What's going on?
I'm sorry, Space Commander Whack, but you look so weird.
Okay, whose idea was this? Have the writers gone mad?
At least you saved our lives.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. I can't stay like this. I mean, Space Pumpkin Whack. Space Pumpkin.
I like it.
How can the Space Buddies identify with a vegetable hero?
You'll be easy to feed anyway. Just some highly nutritious dirt ought to do the trick.
I will not eat out of Glorf's dish. Stupid Larry, get me out of this. I demand it.
Okay, Space Commander Whack. I'll get my tools out of the space.
Tools? Nothing sharp and no candles, please.
I'll be right back.
Stupid Larry's gone away. Break in the action. In another part of the kingdom, the Wicked Queen is... That's wrong. Just then, the atmospheric disturbance ends, and Space Commander Whack is restored to his normal size and shape. Same level of intelligence, though.
What was that?
Much to our joy and relief, huzzah! Olay! All hail!
Much better like
Space
that.
Space Commander Whack! Space Commander Whack! You're back to normal! Huzzah! Olay! All hail!
Well, Stupid Larry, it looks like our work here is done.
And more evil space villains have been brought to justice by Space Commander Whack. Space Commander!
If you caught the part about space villains being brought to justice, you caught more than I did. Nevertheless, tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Whack! Space Commander!
Well, ma'am, it looks like our work here is finished, so we'll...
You ugly toad, you're not done yet. You haven't finished the tool shed, and you left your tools all over the place in that dead Martian dog.
Episode Double J.
Called the spaceship when they suddenly developed a minor problem. Just a small matter, really. A teensy-weensy difficulty.
Great Megabuns! We're on fire, Stupid Larry! Victorious stuff fire! Ouchie!
Space Commander Whack, it's just a small teensy-weensy fire. I'll get Glorf to help me. There, the fire is out and no casualties. Oh, well, Glorf's fur is a bit thin.
No casualties? No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. I'm a casualty. Look, I've got smoke all over my aluminum foil. I'm going to have to change my spacesuit, Stupid Larry.
Space buddies. Oh, skip it. I'm getting a rash from this soot. You're on your own.
But there were more casualties. casualties than singed fur and a rusty spacesuit because the engines were now in need of repair and Space Commander Wack had to repair them.
It's no use, Stupid Larry. I can't make heads or tails out of this mess. Besides, it sure is cold in here.
Space Commander Wack, that's the refrigerator.
I knew that, Stupid Larry. I was just fixing myself a little space snack before I got to the engines. What's that on the view screen over there?
Ooh, it's a commercial for Obi-Wan Cracker's used spaceship dealers.
Ooh, turn it up, Stupid Larry.
That's right, friends. Just look at this beauty here. Okay, look at this beauty here, then. It's got everything. Low-mileage, factory-equipped life support system, fully guaranteed to support factory life with the windows down at a distance of not more than 35 feet from the planet's surface. You can fly this honey out of here at a price that will bring tears to your eyes. I mean to my eyes. I remember, at the sign of the three lemons, it means that you've hit the jackpot. You want to test fly this baby? Stop in at Obi-Wan Cracker's used spaceship dealer and massage parlor and let us take you for a ride.
Oh, let's go, Stupid Larry. Grab the jumper cables.
I don't have any lines here. What? Oh, just a transition scene to the planet surface. Sorry.
Hi, and welcome to Obi-Wan and Cracker's used spaceship dealer and 25-cent peep show. We'd rather make a friend than get radiation burns on our fingers.
Catchy slogan, Stupid
Larry.
Well,
what can we do for you? Hey, I'll bet you're looking for a nice little space cruiser, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, just look at this wonderful 2112 fully upholstered galactic starship with genuine Cadillac fins, only owned by a little old Cleafard from Pluto who flew it to and from Jupiter every other Sunday. What do you think? Not enough room for you. Well, try something a little bigger here. A nice Star Destroyer, only one owner, tall fella, dresses in black, wheezes a lot, used once every 3 years to hunt and destroy rebel forces and blow up big planets.
I think it's too big.
Well, check out this little gem. Small, compact, easy to park, only used once by a small child who bends steel with his bare hands, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Built by a scientist who dresses in white, shaves his head, and mumbles in movies. Well?
How about a test flight, Obi?
Oh, sure thing. Let's see if we can't just, get the... Come on.
Look out.
Wait a minute.
Be careful.
Wait a minute. No.
Ooh, colors. Wow. Yeah. Where'd he go, Space Commander Wack?
Off to the stars, I believe.
Pretty catchy slogan you got there.
Yep. Well, let's go.
Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures. Is it gonna go?
Just keep talking. We'll get it going.
Right. More daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander...
Maybe if we got out and pushed Space Commander Wack.
What? You're gonna push Space Commander Wack?
Sir,
that's me.
Will you help?
I'm totally confused, Stu.
Episode Double K.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander X, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were going to spy on the evil bounce people of Trampoline, a narrow planet of the third degree in the outer rim of the Oboy Galaxy, 10,000 light years away from Earth. However, due to an atmospheric disturbance, or a magnetic windstorm, or incompetent navigation, they landed by mistake in Dodger Stadium.
Keep bouncing, Stupid Larry. I tell you, if we're to mingle with these people, we have to bounce like they do and dribble Glorf, too.
But no one else is bouncing, Space Commander Wack.
It's a trick. Are they onto us already? No, I'm too clever for that.
This is sure a strange place wherever it is.
I'm too clever for that, Stupid Larry.
What, Space Commander Wack?
Just agree, Stupid Larry.
Okay, now what is this? Everyone seems to be facing towards their field down there. Mm. But why are they yelling? And what are those people on the field doing?
Let me see. Well, that man in the center is throwing something. Looks like the head of one of the horse-eyed people of Kubak 3. He's throwing it at those three men in the group over there. One of them swinging something at the head. Ooh, now it's rolling over there, and someone's trying to run away. They're throwing it over there.
What's with you swinging? Hey, come on, take it. What's with you swinging, will you, wise guy? Come on, come on.
Apologize to him, Stupid Larry.
Space Commander Wack is sorry to have disturbed you, sir.
It's okay. Boy, these bumps, they ought to get rid of the whole team. They stink, man, I'm telling you.
What's the correct reply to that, Stupid Larry?
I don't know. Just agree with him, Space Commander.
Yes, sir, stink. I ho.
Hey, you, ain't it hot in that tinfoil? What you wearing that thing for, anyway? Hey, you're the new mascot, right? Like the chicken, aren't you? I get it. Hey, ain't you supposed to be dancing on top of the dugout or something like that? I don't understand.
Just keep agreeing, Space Commander Wack.
What's a dugout, Stupid Larry?
I don't know, but I'll...
Well, I'll just go dance on one. I'm a good dancer, you know, Stupid Larry. Back at the academy...
Throw the bomb out! Jeez,
what happened?
Terrible...
What's the matter?
What's the matter? Why is he leaving Rimsky in there? I don't understand that.
Who's Rimsky, human?
Who's Rimsky? For a mascot, you're pretty stupid. I mean, the pitcher, Rimsky. Get him off the mound!
him.
That
pig.
Man on that mound of dirt over there?
That guy can't pick.
You want him gone? Okay, well, we'll just take
that
a second.
Space Commander Wack, no, not your hypophoton magna dust beam, please. I don't think
we have to let these people think we're friendly, Stupid Larry.
What? Where'd he go? Rimsky.
Anyone else you want removed? Oh, yes, you said get rid of them all, bums or something. Glad to oblige.
Oh, you gotta get me out of here! Get me out of here! What is going on?
Okay. These people are easy to get along with, Stupid Larry.
You're a man among men, Space Commander.
Well, actually, at the moment, I'm a man among empty chairs and hot dog wrappers and beer cups, whatever.
Or it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out! But come back in next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
Well, Stupid Larry, let's go talk to that friendly-looking scoreboard over there.
Okay, reminds me of a teacher I had at the academy a long time
yes,
ago.
Yes, but who's Joe, and who's Tony?
I don't know, and why are they talking?
Episode Double L.
Stupid Larry and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had narrowly escaped the forces of the evil Mr. Timothy Smith, insane master of the planet of average people, by painting themselves and their spaceship, called the Spaceship, with the special invisible paint, called Special Invisible Paint. Thus, now invisible, they were attempting to find out where they were.
Where am I, Stupid Larry?
I don't know, Space Commander Wack. You're invisible.
Oh, really? How can you tell?
Just by looking at you. I can see that you're invisible.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. You can't see I'm invisible if I'm invisible. And how do you know you're looking at me if you can't see if you're looking at me due to my alleged invisibility?
Oh, I see.
Now, let's go through that again from the top. Where am I, Stupid Larry?
I don't know, Space Commander Wack. You're invisible.
Really? How can you tell?
Here goes. Just by not looking at you, I can't see that you're allegedly not invisible.
See, that makes much more sense that way.
Right, Space Commander Wack. Now that we don't know where we are, and now that we can't see the problem clearly, what are we going to do?
Well, for one thing, I'm going to stop pacing. It's dangerous when everything's invisible. Oh.
Gosh, I wonder where Glorf is.
I think that's what I tripped over, Stupid Larry. Here, let me feel. Sort of furry on one end, with scales near his 12-toed feet, a solitary eye, and lots of stiff tentacles,
Space Commander Wack,
lobster-like pinchers branching off a three-pronged tail.
Space Commander Wack, see,
wearing a pair of silk jogging shorts and over there, metallic gloves on 5 out of 6 pointed snouts.
Space Commander Wack?
Yes, Stupid Larry?
That doesn't sound anything like Glorf.
You're right, Stupid Larry. What could it be, though?
Let me see. Let's see. It's furry and scaly.
Scaly.
12 toes, one eye, three-pronged tail, lobster pinchers. Silk jogging shorts, 5 gloves, 6 snouts. Why, it could only be
the evil Mr. Timothy Smith, insane master of the planet of average people, and cleverly disguised in silk jogging shorts.
Tune in again next time for more exciting space adventures with Invisible Space Commander Wack. Invisible Space Commander!
Quick, Stupid Larry, grab some paint and splash it around. Then we'll be able to see where we are.
That's a good idea, Space Commander Wack, except we painted all the paint cans with invisible paint.
Well then, what do we do, Stupid Larry?
Well, don't worry, Space Commander Wack. We'll start to fade out around here somewhere. Here we go. Now we'll just go away off into an electronic never-never land.